through baptism we become children of God and members of the Church. He lived 80 years as a pagan. An old man encountered the light of faith, was converted and baptized. 2 years later, he fell seriously ill. Everyone realized that he was just about to die. Someone asked him how old he was, and he replied, "Really, I can only say that I have lived for 2 years." No one could understand what he meant, but the old man added, "It is not difficult to understand, as I began my life on receiving baptism. It is as if my former life did not count." This anecdote can help us to introduce our study of baptism, sacrament of faith, gateway to all other sacraments, or gateway to the Church as it is known as from of old. Thus, we may learn to appreciate how important it is to have been baptized. The sacraments of Christian initiation. We already know that the sacraments of Christian initiation are baptism, which is the beginning of a new life in Christ, confirmation, which strengthens and completes that life, and the Eucharist, which nourishes us with the body and blood of Christ in order to unite us to Him and to transform us until we become identified with Him. Meaning of baptism. St. Paul explains that through baptism, we die to sin and we are born to the new life of grace. This fact is more easily understood when the sacrament is administered by way of immersion, when we plunge into the water, meaning the death of our Lord, and when we emerge from the water, meaning His resurrection. Indeed, we are all born with the sin inherited from our first parents and thus bereft of grace. But Christ freed us by His death and resurrection. His death cleanses us from our sin and makes us die to sin. By His resurrection, we are born again and live the new life of Christ. Baptism is the sacrament that confers unto us the fruits of the redemption, so that we may die to sin and be born to the supernatural life of grace. His apostles all over the world, he told them, "Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations. Baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned." Baptism is the sacrament instituted by Jesus Christ, which makes us His disciples and which regenerates us to a life of grace by the ablution with natural water and the invocation of the three divine persons. Baptism is the basis of the entire Christian life, the gateway to the life in the Spirit, and the door that gives access to the other sacraments. This sacrament's matter is the ablution with natural water, and its form is made up of the words, "I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." Effects of baptism. It blots out original sin. Baptism pardons and destroys original sin with which we are all born. When the person baptized is an adult, then it also blots out personal sins and the punishment they deserve. If the newly baptized person were to die, he would go straight to heaven. It confers sanctifying grace. By the sacrament of baptism, God confers on the soul sanctifying grace, which is a participation in divine nature, as well as the theological virtues and the gifts of the Holy Spirit. By these gifts, the soul becomes docile and quick to follow the promptings of the Holy Spirit. Through grace, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit make their abode in the soul, which becomes a temple of the Holy Spirit. It confers sacramental character. The other effect of baptism is that of character, that is, a certain spiritual and indelible seal, which is the reason why this sacrament can only be received once. Baptismal character configures us to Christ, makes us participate in His priesthood, and enables us to carry out His mission in the world as his faithful disciples, baptism also sets us apart from non-believers. It incorporates us into Jesus Christ. Grace and character alike are supernatural effects of baptism, which unite us to Christ as bodily members are joined to the head. Christ is our head, and the sacramental character associates us with him forever, while grace makes us live as members of his body. It incorporates us into the church. By means of baptism, we become members of the church, with the right to participate in the Holy Eucharist and to receive the other sacraments. Without baptism, no other sacrament can be received. The church is the mystical body of Christ, and baptism incorporates us into Christ, who is the head, and into his body, which is the church. The necessity of baptism. Baptism is indispensable for salvation, as our Lord declared to Nicodemus. I tell you most solemnly, unless a man is born through water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. When it is not possible to receive the sacrament of baptism, one can reach out to the grace of salvation through the so-called baptism of desire, an act of perfect love of God, or contrition for sins, with the implicit or explicit aim of receiving the sacrament, and also through the baptism of blood or martyrdom, that is, giving up one's life for the sake of Christ. Since children are born with a fallen human nature and tainted by original sin, they also need to be baptized. The sheer gratuitousness of the grace of salvation is manifested particularly in infant baptism. If the church and parents were not to confer baptism on children shortly after they are born, they would deprive them of the priceless grace of being children of God. Therefore, there is a need for baptizing children as soon as possible. It is the greatest gift that can be bestowed on them, since on receiving baptism, they become forever members of Christ, priest, prophet, and king. As regards the children who die without having received baptism, the Church invites us to trust in God's mercy and to pray for their salvation. Who can baptize? Normally, the duty to baptize falls upon the parish priest or on any other priest or deacon who has the permission of the parish priest. In case of necessity, anyone can baptize. Given the importance and need for baptism, God has made it easy to administer this sacrament. So easy that a person who is not himself baptized can baptize validly as long as he has the intention of doing what the church does. The reason is that Christ is always the one who baptizes. As Saint Augustine remarks, does Peter baptize? It is Christ who baptizes. Does John baptize? It is Christ who baptizes. Does Judas baptize? It is Christ who baptizes. Way of administering the sacrament. Baptism is administered by pouring natural water on the head while saying, with the intention of baptizing, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The ceremony of baptism comprises many parts, but the essential part is the one we have mentioned, the pouring out of water while saying the words, I baptize you, and so forth. Duties imposed by baptism. When children are baptized, it is their parents and their godparents who take responsibility for them. However, adults themselves, who know the effects of the sacrament on their soul, must be responsible and firmly resolved to live the newness of life brought by baptism. Their response may consist in making explicit acts of faith, reciting the symbol of faith, for example, in resolving to fulfill the law of Christ and of his church, and in renouncing forever the devil and his snares, as is done in the Easter Vigil when the baptismal promises are renewed. Resolutions for Christian life. Thank God for having been baptized. Find out your date of baptism and celebrate its anniversary. Remember that baptism imposes on us the duty of nurturing our Christian life, faithfully fulfilling the commandments of God and of the Church.